Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic in El Dorado Park on the N12 West as you head towards the Klipspruit Valley Road exit, and then also in Diepkloof, the traffic moving slowly on the N12 West as well, going towards the N1 Diepkloof interchange.
The fraud case against veteran television producer and businessman Dumakan Ndlovu has been postponed to next month. Ndlovu and his co-accused appear in the Johannesburg Specialized Commercial Crimes Court sitting in Palm Ridge, and he was granted R100,000 bail, while his co-accused was released on R50,000 each. And news from abroad, we go to Israel, where news just came in of a shooting incident in the streets of Tel Aviv. Reports on international media, including Al Jazeera, says that 10 people have died and 4 are in critical condition. The exact details are uncertain at this stage. Meanwhile, Israel says it's ready to counterattack Iran as U.S. officials warned of an imminent missile strike to Israel. More on these and other stories at 7.
Time now for the Business Minute. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select investment account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Speaking about offshore business, here's Robert Cameron with what's happening on the international business front.
U.S. markets are down sharply in morning trade, with the Nasdaq losing 1.6% and the S&P 500 down 1%. Markets are mixed in Europe, with the FTSE gaining 0.3%, while the DAX lost 0.5% and the CAC 40 down 0.9%.
He also reminds us that the effect of the rising tension in the Middle East is becoming more visible on all fronts.
Markets are on edge after the US warned that Israel is preparing an imminent missile attack on Israel. As a consequence, Brent crude oil has surged to up 3%, while gold is up 1% at this point. In economic news, a manufacturing measure in the US, as well as a measure for calculating job openings, both came in below estimates, pointing to some unexpected weakness in the US economy and therefore building the case for rate cuts.
The dollar gaining strength. It's trading at R17.40, a euro R19.25, and a pound R23.10. Gold trading at $2,664.83 per fine ounce, and oil at $74.73 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
We start off with some football news. Two sides still awaiting for that elusive Champions League star in their history are going to be doing battle today in a battle of the giants as Arsenal take on PSG. They're going to be scrapping it out at the Emirates Stadium, while the Gunners were fortunate to nab a point off Atalanta on match day one. The visitors were also lucky, and they were counting their lucky stars with a 1-0 win over Girona, who are the surprise package in La Liga so far. Here is Mikel Arteta talking about Champions League nights at the Emirates.
The group stage is a bit different this season. The opposition we're going to face tomorrow is probably at the highest level that you can find in European football. But honestly, it's a great opportunity for us to see how we deal with that night, how prepared we are, and how we can impose ourselves in this kind of context.
Other big matches happening tonight in the group stage of the Champions League: see Barcelona taking on Young Boys, Leverkusen take on AC Milan, Borussia Dortmund face Celtic, with Slovan Bratislava.